to Italy now, where it appears that Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has lost his bid for another term. Exit polls give his challenger Romano Prodi a slight lead. Ian Fisher is covering the race for the New York Times, and he joins us from Rome, actually outside Silvio Berlusconi's headquarters. Tell us more about the results you're seeing.
Well, the results are really early. It's based on two exit polls. Both polls show that Romano Prodi's center-left party, and he's a former prime minister and economist, has beat out Silvio Berlusconi's coalition in both houses of parliament, and by a fairly wide margin. I mean, the early polls give anything between 45% to 49% to Berlusconi's coalition, between 50% and 54% to Prodi. So it's not a squeaker.
And so what will this mean for Italy if Berlusconi is out and Prodi's coalition gains power?
It will mean a lot of things. I mean, it may mean the end of the Berlusconi era. It's kind of hard to overstate how much he's dominated Italy's politics, its business world, its media. He owns, you know, the Milan Soccer Club. He's an incredibly idiosyncratic person who some people feel has sort of, you know, ruled Italy by sort of whim and electricity over quite a lot of years. More practically, it's going to be a bit less friendly to the United States because Mr. Prodi is a former commission president of the European Commission, and he definitely feels like Italy needs to refocus itself toward Europe and less away from Washington, which was, you know, where Mr. Berlusconi chose to go after the 9/11 terror attacks.
Right, and his support for President Bush's policies in Iraq has been controversial in Italy.
It has been, but I don't know that I'd say it was decisive. Italians, as much as they dislike the war in Iraq, at the same time, Italians are pretty pro-American in general, and they like the idea of good relations with America. So I think in some ways they forgave him for it to some degree.
So did this election turn mainly on domestic economic policies and differing ideas?
I think the election turned almost entirely on economic issues. Italy is doing very badly. Last year, there was no, you know, economic growth. There was a sense that 5 years ago, Mr. Berlusconi came in and kind of pledged to do for Italy what he'd done to himself. That was make himself extremely rich. And there's a lot of disappointment that he wasn't able to make that happen for Italy as a whole. Plus, I think there were some character issues. I think as much as a lot of Italians have been entertained by Mr. Berlusconi's antics and statements comparing himself to Jesus Christ or to Napoleon, I think there's a bit of exhaustion with that as well.
So Berlusconi had this larger-than-life persona and character. What kind of man is Romano Prodi?
He's a cautious man. He's an academic. He goes more carefully. He's not terrifically charismatic. His nickname here is Mortadella, which is a sort of blandish baloney. But, you know, that said, he was prime minister between 1996 and 1998, and he's given a lot of credit for getting Italy ready to join the euro. And they say that he has a capacity to mediate, which is going to be very important, given that he has there's seven parties in the coalition, and he's going to have to keep them together through what may well be very difficult times ahead and a lot of hard decisions.
Ian Fisher is a reporter for the New York Times, speaking to us from Rome outside Silvio Berlusconi's headquarters. Ian Fisher, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.